Welcome to Agent's Dossier, a Delta Green actual play series brought to you by 12 Sided Stories. And now your GM, Wes Otis.
Welcome to Agent's Dossier, episode number 12. I have an awesome player with me, and I'm going to let her introduce herself. Go for it, Saint.
Hello, I am Saint Spider. I'm kind of a new cast member, and I'm really happy to be here. I will be playing an agent named Norman Morales. He is a NSA technician working on the software side, who is also a part of our elusive Delta Green Force. Kind of like a, you know, good background in keeping secrets and a very, very, I think, I definitely ran out of adjectives, but I think a cool guy.
That's fine. We all have run out of adjectives at times in our life. So you've been working for the NSA and for Delta Green.
Yes.
It has put you in a position of doing a lot of research for movement around of different resources that Delta Green might need and information on specific targets, especially cult members and things like that. People have become so reliant on cell phones and computers and internet and all of that stuff that the NSA has just been sucking up information for literally years now. On the Delta Green side, use that, like I said, to be able to dig up dirt and follow the money and everything else. You've been working outside of Charleston because they wanted you nearby Quantico, but they didn't want you necessarily directly in a large city. So they set up an outpost somewhere. You have to drive 30 minutes to get into Charleston. If you drove by where you're at, it just looks like a farm. We always make a joke on Delta Green that it's the 90s action aesthetic. So kind of the Men in Black thing where you walk into the old bar and you knock three times on the third horse stall and the whole stall goes down at once. And you get into like this really everything chromed out in white light, you know, hallway. And they're making sure that you're who you say you are and you're doing scans and everything like that. And that's where you work as NSA. Now, Delta Green itself does not have a central anything, just so you know. They are decompartmentalized. There's a word I don't like saying very often. Basically, if one section, like let's say you are part of a group of people, if you all hit something that is too much for your brains to deal with and there's an incident, you're not going to infect people with knowledge or truth. And that's what they call it, the infection of, and that's the way it's been broken down to you, is that they don't want people learning everything because then there's more of a possibility of that kind of knowing too much and your feeble human brain not being able to handle it.
Yes, indeed.
So what kind of work do you feel like Norman would be doing at his post? And there's like 100 people working at this particular facility. And what kind of things do you think that you guys would be doing?
Okay, well, on a day-to-day, this is the NSA branch, right? Not the Delta, okay.
Yeah, Delta Green will just give you things independently and you will work in those things. This is your day job and you use your day job to supplement information to Delta Green.
Right, okay. So my day-to-day task is maintenance of the software network that NSA is using for scraping cell phone images.
Okay.
Does that, I'm okay with changing that if that doesn't.
No. It's okay. Evil as hell and okay. It's fine. But it's okay. Just like, oh, I know they're doing that shit.
Yes, they. So I maintain the, some of the nitty gritty of identifying certain images or working on, because it's a massive task, the algorithm that identifies certain images that we're looking for, tweaks it, and I have a boss, so I'm not someone who makes decisions whether or not to tweak these things, but I know how these things work, and I am involved with the maintenance of keeping this program you know, at working at a decent capacity. It's definitely not perfect.
So you're working with the algorithm on a regular basis and everything else.
Yes.
You also, everybody in the NSA deals with a certain amount of security. You're always looking at all these drives, and you have a huge area in your facility that all it is banks and banks and banks of drives, right? So you're at your computer. The first thing that I want to do to kind of, you know, just a warming up of some sort is give me a computer science role as you're working on your algorithm.
This is already very exciting. I love the setup. I'm just, yes. Okay. I got 5.
Ooh, that's really good. That's okay. An awesome. Yeah.
Okay.
So you got a 5% under 60. So you did really well.
I thought I understood a lot more than I did, but that's fine.
You know what? We're rules light and story heavy, so it's fine. You're looking at the program for recognizing faces, and suddenly one of the drives starts freaking out and having all of these issues. With a 5%, you realize that some picture that it has loaded into the program is causing it to rewrite code and causing a breakdown of the program. And you're not quite sure why, but you know that if you don't disconnect that drive before it starts to spread out throughout the rest of the chain, you're going to have a hard time with it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
You have to get downstairs real fast and pull drive 132.
132. Okay. Well, so I'm going to leave my desk where I've been monitoring the situation. And elevators or stairs are the what's are available here?
50%, you get to pick 50 or under. You get to pick 50 or over. It's the slowest way.
Okay. Let's go. And 6.
Wow, that's great.
I hope this emulator isn't borked, but I'll take it. I'll take it.
Well, you rolled a 67 earlier, so I think it's fine. We'll see. We'll send you dice soon.
Yeah. I'll buy some after my next job.
Yeah.
So.
Which one do you want?
I think I'll take turbo elevator. So I'm assuming I'm not going to be near this.
No, because it's down. Yeah. It's further down below.
Yeah, let's do turbo elevator. I don't have horse legs.
Okay, cool. So you fly down there and you set a timer on your phone. You had a 5-minute window and you get down and there's 3 minutes left. And so what we're going to do is we're going to roll a dex roll. Basically, you have a 60%.
Okay.
So you want to get under 60%.
Okay, I got a 96.
Okay. So it flipped on you.
All right, it's okay.
So you're running down this long bank of drives. All of the drives have these multiple green lights saying, you know, hey, I'm cool, everything's good. You're running as fast as you can, and it's like 10 bays down and the 26th drive up, and you see the red light as you're getting closer, and then suddenly there's 4 drives that get red, and then it starts to spread, and you realize that you're going to have to shut down the entire drives, that particular bay, because there's several bays, and you swing around the back to it. You're pretty good at computers, but you don't really do a lot of the computer work or hookup of these particular drives. And so there are 2 massive coils that are plugged in that send information to all the different drives. One sends stuff upstairs and one sends stuff to the different, you know, set, but you don't know which one is which. You've got to pull the correct one or it will jump outside of the drives that it's already hurt, and it will continue to basically bork the entire server system.
Whew.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
So since this is a 50-50 situation, we're just going to go straight up with luck.
Okay. All right. Here we go. I got an 8.
Excellent. Okay, all cool. Right. So you pull the right one, about 200 drives suddenly go offline, but about half of them were infected with whatever program has gotten through, whatever this picture did. Right then, your work cell phone rings, the only thing that works this far down underground. So it has a special secure network.
Yeah.
And it's your boss on the other end. She goes,
I'm getting reports that Bay 10 got shut down. What happened?
Oh, man. There's something I'd never seen before. Bork the system. I have no idea, but there seems to have been a virus that was transmitted through an image, and it actually affected our algorithm. I had to just pull the plug on a huge bay.
Okay, well, pull the drive, that the original drive that the picture's on, take it to secure a quarantined system, and find out what the hell.
Roger.
Okay.
So you grab the drive, you pull it. They already have people coming down to start rebooting the system and trying to get those drives in place. And you take this one drive over to a quarantine bay, and you pull up these pictures. And one of the pictures is of this face. It looks like three people melded together into one. Their clothing is also melded together. So, like, they had suits on when this happened. So you see, like, fabric coming out of their necks and everything. And, like, their eyes are, like, in different places. And it's not like they were standing right next to each other. So, like, a skull kind of starts up here, and then a second skull comes out of the side. It's really horrifying to look at. And I need a sand check.
Oof, alrighty. Okay, I got 92.
Okay, so you just take 2 points of sand loss, okay? It's just unnatural and disturbing to look at, and it just affects your brain. You kind of get a little bit of a shock, but not to the point where you have a temporary mental breakdown or anything like that.
Right.
You look at the batch of pictures along with this, and it's connected to a place in Portland, Oregon. It seems like it was on some kind of like Dropbox or something, some kind of server like that. Obviously a civilian that thought they were more secure than they really were. And some of the pictures are of a city that has been flattened. Like, it looks like there's trees that have been knocked over, an explosion, and some kind of building that has sunk down beneath the ground. And then there's this picture of this creature, and there's another picture of another creature that's similar, but this one only has two faces melded together. And as you're looking through all of this, you realize that the program, the JPEG, has extra data hidden within it. What do you want to do with all this?
Whew. Okay. This is quite a lot, and I'm wondering if I can... Okay, there's images of the melted or coagulated people. There is the flattened city.
Coagulated people.
There's a flattened city, and then there's the extra layer of information on top of the photos, right? And that's all I can see.
Some kind of Trojan horse.
Right, that triggered the viral attack.
Right.
Okay, that's oof. Okay, well, I'm thinking, my instinct is, one, to just report the attack and what I found, because that would be good due diligence. Another part of me, though, is curious to examine this a bit more before I report, even though that could be a bit risky. And I'm thinking about all the skills I have, and one thing I wonder is it possible that there's anything familiar about the images? Could I possibly roll from that based off my previous experience?
Like, whether or not they are something that you've seen in occult studies or anything?
Yes.
No, but I will say that it definitely piques your DNA interest. You know, how were their DNA rewritten to meld them together?
Yes.
Give me a computer science roll.
Okay. All right. Under 60, right?
Yep.
All right. I got a 37.
Excellent. So you do a little bit of digging and you find out that the images that you're looking at are satellite images from the CIA.
Okay.
Which is really weird that this person would have CIA pictures on their drive. They're of this place called Edna Bay.
Hmm.
It was a fishery. Something happened that sunk it below the island. Edna Bay is in the southern part of Alaska, one of the little islands that trail down the Canadian coast. You've been following genetics for a while. You know about CRISPR and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
There is a new nanotechnology. It's this chemical that they've developed that is not known to the public and isn't necessarily all that legal. It uses small robots. It's not like advanced nanotechnology, though. It's not like they're a swarm or anything like that. But it's basic systems in a green goo. There seems to be quite a lot of it going to Edna Bay, at least until about 2 years ago, and then it stopped. And now you're seeing a large portion of that going to Charleston. And what's weird about the Charleston thing is that it's going to a tire factory. So the first place was an old fishery. Now it's going to a tire factory all the way on the other side of the country.
Okay. I want to know if I can find anything out about the tire factory before I go to, you know, my higher-ups with a report. Because they definitely know something happened. I have to tell them something.
Well, the tire factory closed down in the 70s. A lot of this happened during the 70s where a lot of businesses started to go overseas to different countries for cheaper labor. So they closed down, but the facility itself has been used as a address of sorts, I guess. If you look at the Postal Service records, they're still getting mail. And someone's still picking up mail there.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So even though it's been 40 years since the place closed down, and it really started heating up about 2 years ago after the fishery disappeared.
Okay. Part of me then, as I am in government, I'm thinking, well, this could also just be another branch that they neglected to tell us about at the dear old NSA.
It happens.
Yes, especially if things are kind of spread out. But also for something to, for me not to already know about it, especially with how intrusive my position is, that strikes a big chord. That strikes a big chord. Okay. I'm thinking I'll bring this info.
Do you want to bring it to the NSA or do you want to get rid of it because it's got occult stuff to
it? Yeah. Maybe, is there a way that I can separate the virus from the image and present that to my higher-ups?
Just the virus?
Yeah, which in real life, I know that you can do that. You can
Yeah, absolutely.
Do that.
Well, you're going to be doing a lot of this computer science stuff. So give me a roll.
All right, let's see. All right, trying to conceal the occult image, but, you know, keep my job and reveal enough that whatever I have to. I rolled a 2.
Yeah, you're fine. You get it out really easily. You can cover your tracks really easily so that they can't find you, which is a trick in the NSA because everybody's watching everybody all the time.
Indeed.
And you're able to come up with a nice report and just maybe you attach it to a more benign picture. Maybe connected to some kind of domestic terrorist organization that you don't like to bring on heat on them. Because if you say CIA, then all of a sudden,
yeah,
the federal alphabet soup gets thrown in and it becomes an issue.
Right.
But you have all of the pictures from the drive
right.
that are occult. and you have them on a stick drive. So what is your next move then?
All right. Well, it's certainly piqued my interest. I'm either going to let my Delta Green...
Handler,
yeah. I have a person I report to.
Yeah,
for Delta,
absolutely,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. So my instinct as Norman is, you never want to be handling this stuff alone, especially when it has to do with DNA being altered.
Right, absolutely.
My instinct is to let my handlers know what's going on, that I found something very interesting happening in Portland, and it got caught in the NSA's radar.
All right. Well, as soon as you send that information in, you get this reply from this agent, Russ. He's part of the FBI. He's not your handler, but he is a local agent for Charlotte. And he asked to meet you to talk about a case that he's working on that he thinks that these pictures might be a part of.
Okay. I know I can trust him?
Yeah, but as much as trust as you give anybody in any situation. So, yes, no.
Yes, no. All right.
You trust, you will give him the meeting, but you will be prepared to get out as quick as possible if things go sideways.
All right. Yes. Okay. All right, then.
Did you take any firearms?
I did not. I have drive heavy machinery, which I guess could apply to a weapon. Well, I guess yeah. Others. Yeah, something I can make
a
into
wrench
a weapon.
A wrench is a weapon. Yes. You can dodge a ball, you can dodge a wrench.
Indeed. Yeah, I didn't take...
That's fine.
I didn't take it. Yeah, so we'll see how this goes.
So you meet up with Agent Russ, and he's with another Agent Wells. Russ is an older gentleman, probably in his 50s. Agent Wells is a older woman, African-American. Both of them are in, you know, these suits, very fed-looking. And they go, Roberts, who is your handler, reached out to us and relayed that you had found some information about some kind of connection between Edna Bay here in Charleston.
Yes, it looks like something very chaotic happened up in Portland, and maybe it could have been considered a disaster. There is a blatant connection to a lovely little tire factory out here that should have been closed about 40 years ago, or maybe a little more.
We've been excavating what we think is some kind of possibly alien artifact not far from here, and there is a connection with Edna Bay we found out recently. We have a team together of agents that are looking into it, and I think with your knowledge and everything else, you would be a good add-on for this particular project.
Oh. Does my handler know about this job offer?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
We cleared it through them, obviously. We wouldn't just poach you. But, yeah, we've had too many coincidences. Does that make sense? Too many things kind of lining up?
Yes.
And so most of the people on this detail, they're part of the project, which is... you know, Delta Green, but they are not part of the federal structure. We need somebody like you that is, that can kind of keep an eye on things and keep things a secret, as it were, as we move forward. We're not sure what we're going to do with this particular artifact we found. We're still digging it up. We have good people working on it, but we're worried about the effects it's going to have. And if there's something going on with the tire factory, we'd rather have a crew of you working together, looking into it, than just one or two agents.
That seems very sound. I guess one question I have before I give you my answer is, what's with the connection to nanotechnology?
We don't know, if I'm being quite honest. We're not sure what that connection is. We do know the chemical... we don't know how the chemical works. So you know, as the NSA, that there are black ops agencies that are off the books, that are completely, like, funded on a different level than all this other stuff. And they don't talk with each other.
Of course.
So the idea is that there's possibly a black ops organization working within the United States government that is not communicating what they're doing to everyone else. And that's why the NSA comes in handy, because of the amount of data that you guys are pulling. You know, it's a little easier to find stuff. But I have to be honest, I don't know where any of this technology or what the goop is. It just, Edna Bay had an accident that happened a couple of years ago, and now all of a sudden that stuff is showing up in Charleston. And Edna Bay was small. There was probably maybe 200 to 300 people there, and most of them perished because of the incident. Charleston's a lot bigger, and so we can't afford the same kind of situation to happen here and lose, you know, 10 times as many people.
And that'd be one hell of a cleanup.
Yeah, it would be catastrophic, basically.
To say the least.
Yeah. We would like you to join the team if you're willing.
I have to say, I'm interested and I'm worried. So I'm definitely signing on.
Okay. So you're going to meet with the rest of the team tomorrow morning. We'll come up with some reason why you're away from the NSA and give that to them through FBI channels. And welcome aboard. They shake your hand and, you know, you guys kind of go your separate ways. You actually live in Charleston, I would imagine, because it's close. It's a 30-minute drive. It's,
yeah,
you know, and it's a 30-minute drive on backcountry roads. So if you want to make it a 15-minute drive, you can, depending on how fast you're willing to go. So that is where we're going to end it. Your little intro to our Agents Dossier game. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And thank you, Saint, for being a part of the game.
Thank you.
Being Patreon people, you know where to find us. But where do you find Saint?
Oh, you know, Saint's been a real recluse lately. But if you want to find me, I'm on Twitter at Saint Spider TV. That's SaintSpiderTV. It's all one word. Thank you.
Excellent. And you can find me at Plate Mail Games, and you know where the podcast is, obviously, because you're a wonderful supporter and you're helping us with the show, and we appreciate that. We will talk at you real soon. Bye.
Bye.